Sold tape.
Champions Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.
Welcome to Urban Media Today Radio. I'm your co-host, Bill Neal, along with Kevin Cameron. It is Soul Take, Champions Live sports talk show. We got all kinds of good stuff to talk to you about today and got a full house. Bill Neal joining you with co-host Kevin Cameron.
Hey.
Straight out of Aliquippa. That's like a playoffs straight out of Compton, but Aliquippa. I don't know if y'all caught that.
I'll take it, Bill.
I threw that in there for you. And smoking Jim Frazier in the house. Frazier's down. If you remember that, George Foreman beating up on George Frazier, knocked him down seven times in the same fight. That ain't important. The real Jim Frazier still standing. Major Mark Whitett joins us, retired Marine veteran. Small in size, mighty otherwise. You know, them little guys smoking Jim, you got to keep both eyes on them because they'll sneak up behind you and take you out. You won't even know you've been cut. They'll cut you. You'd be bleeding. Don't even know you've been cut. But Major Mark Whitett, you know he's the author of Pittsburgh's Forgotten Champions, the ABA Pittsburgh Pipers from 1968. We're going to talk. He's not really here to talk about only that. He's here to talk about your Pittsburgh Pirates because he's a natural Pittsburgh guy. He's from Butler, PA, and loves his Pirates. And I would bet, and I'm just going out on a limb here, Kev.
Okay.
Mark Whitett is the only one in the room that likes the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Must be.
I could be wrong. But,
I mean, we like them, but we're truthful. And
Well, we like them. Yeah. We're Pittsburgh. We're Pittsburghers, and we like our Pittsburgh teams. But we're also going to talk to you today about the Grand March. That went on over the weekend, man, proud of young people. You know, I spent 40 years working with young folks. So when young folks rise up like they rose up this past weekend, we're excited about that. So we'll talk a little bit about that. You know, we're a sports talk show, but we talk about everything that's important in the world. And then Kev will update you. Kev, you might want to update them now on the phone number, the email, the voicemail, the Twitter account, the postman, all the mail stuff that the people out there need to know across the land and get in touch with us.
Hey, Bill, we're, you know, at the new age now, man. We're utilizing all of our technology. We want to be engaged with all of the listeners out there. That way, anything we say, more especially you, Bill, when you say something that the people don't agree with, they actually have a way to reach out to you and let you know that you were wrong. So, first of all, as far as Twitter, and we'll get into everything else later, our Twitter information is Soul Take Champions Live at STCL Sports. That's the way we could be reached on Twitter. And let me say that again, and we'll say it throughout the show as well. It is Soul Take Champions Live, just like the name of the show. So Soul Take Champions Live at STCL Sports. So, Bill, we should be ready to go as far as that, and I'll share the email address as well in case, you know, someone doesn't have Twitter, but they still would like to email us. They'll have the ability to do that as well.
Hold on 1 second. I got to shake Jim. Wake up, Jim. The show started. Every now and then, Jim will doze off on you. All them blows to the head when he was a running back at Gateway High School, they piled up on him. But when you say people can get in touch with me when I'm wrong, that was an inference to the fact that I could be wrong and you're never wrong?
Well, when I'm wrong, Bill, I'm normally right compared to you.
Okay. Well, you wasn't right about Virginia. You had them.
We have to get that out there.
You wasn't right about Virginia. You had them. You wasn't right about Duke. You had them. You wasn't right about Michigan State. You had them. Let's go there. Let's begin with the March Madness.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's begin with March Madness. And again, we're joined by Jim Frazier, sports talk show host in his own right, sports columnist with the nationally recognized New Pittsburgh Courier, and Mark Whitett. Now, be careful, everybody in the room, what you say in here today, because Mark works for the Pentagon. So, you know, the Pentagon is in D.C., and that's where the White House is. And if you connect the dots, the Pentagon is connected to the White House where the president is. So, you know, Mark's a short white guy, so we assume he's a Republican. So you got to, you know, connect the dots here. Be careful what you say because it might get back to Trump in a bad way. All right, so I'm done. I mean, I had Duke going to the championship game, And the reason we're not going to the championship game is because of that horrendous call that was made with moments on the clock.
What
that
call?
Was clearly a charge.
It was clearly a charge. It was.
Clearly a charge. Changed the game. We get that charge call, go down, shoot two. We're up, I believe at the time we were up three. We'd be up five. We win that game. So, but I'm not one to blame officials. Never was, never
check
will.
Check this out, Bill. It was a bad call.
I'll give you that. Terrible call.
But what about,
let me ask you a question.
What about execution?
Let me ask you a question. Why couldn't they check that call? They went to the camera, and I'm just asking because I don't know. They went to the camera to check the call when they weren't sure who knocked the ball out of bounds. Is there a rule that says you can't go check the charge?
I've never seen it on a charging.
I mean, what's,
for them to check the monitor.
If you're not sure in a big-time game, or unless you're getting paid off,
But, Bill, you can't go the whole season and all of a sudden you change and go to the monitor.
I had to do it from the gate.
Saying as far as that particular call, if you haven't been doing it all year, how could you now go to the monitor to say we want to check this particular play out?
Because it's the right thing to do.
To see if it were a charging.
It's the right thing to do.
Well, you have to play by the rules throughout the year.
All right, go ahead. So my Duke's out. I had Michigan State in the Final Four. I had Duke in the Final Four. March Madness, it's kind of like Mad Cow's disease. It just takes over your brain. So I have no
Well, we do about. Have two number ones, okay, in the Final Four. So the way this tournament was going, we weren't sure how many number ones would actually make it. Now we're sitting here with Villanova versus Kansas, two number ones, and we have Loyola of Chicago, which is the number 11th seed.
Cinderella.
When is the last time we've had a number 11
was seed? George Mason on 11?
George Mason
and VCU, weren't they around about 11 seeds? Yeah.
What year was that?
2011 was one of them, am I correct?
I think you are correct.
I can't remember which one. Was Mason first and then VCU or the other way around? But they were very close. Okay, very close. Yep. So I think it's just right, two ones. A three, and a wild card.
And a three is Michigan.
Michigan.
And a wild card.
And yeah, is Loyola.
And how many teams did we start off with? Was it 68 teams now down to four.
So it speaks.
And you're saying when you have a Final Four, you like a wild card, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's interesting.
It'd be boring if we had three number ones and a number three, right?
I think when you start with 68 teams, if it's 68, is that the official
that
number?
When
you start with 68 teams, and by the time you're down to four, I don't think you're a wild card.
I think you're a legitimate
contender.
I do too. I absolutely think.
But there's already a miracle, you know.
Oh, he woke up.
Chicago. There's already a miracle happening. They got a bobblehead of the sister, and she's not in a wheelchair, so it's already a miracle. They have a bobblehead. I want to get that bobblehead.
Who's getting that money?
I'm not sure, but I'm getting that bobblehead because it's a miracle. Benny Hinn didn't have to get her up out that wheelchair. The bobblehead did it, and I'm pulling for them to win it all.
Well, let's look at this.
By wild card, I don't mean that they're not legit, Loyola. I think they're very legit.
Well, the
legit.
Way you said it, but, I just had to question.
It's an 11 seed. That's what I mean.
Because you never know. They might win it all.
They might
win
it all.
Who knows? But let me ask.
It's important to note that Jim wants a bobblehead because he has a thing for nuns. That's that's what you got to know. Now, am I allowed to say that? I'm staying away from that.
I got a thing for Stormy Daniels.
And we're going to talk about 60 Minutes.
Because Stormy's coming
later,
to Pittsburgh.
Later.
Stormy's coming to Pittsburgh. Just
I'll
so you
there.
Know.
I have to stay away from that as well. I can't let you all get me in trouble.
You're the only one here married, so me and Jim's going to blush. Me and Jim's going
down
there.
In my single days, I would stay away from a porn star.
Really?
Let's be
I'm
real.
I'm single still.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
No
yeah,
doubt.
I'll be with Bill and Jim.
And you want us all to believe that.
There's no doubt.
Weren't you in the Army? Were you in the Army? And you still want us to believe that. Major,
and I was
Major,
away
please,
from
Major, please get in here, man.
I'm throwing a red flag.
You got a weekend pass.
I mean, please. Come on now. You wasn't in the Army. You wasn't wasn't in the Army staying away from the board, man.
Big time.
Oh, man.
Big time.
All right, who am I to say?
But let's get back to basketball.
He's going to stick with that story,
yes,
apparently.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Because his wife listens to the show.
It's true. I'm always truthful. What can I say? Pound me up on it. So the Final Four, we have Villanova. Let's talk about this. What's going on in Philly?
Ooh.
Philly.
City of champions.
The Eagles, Super Bowl winner. Mm-hmm. Villanova, Final Four. Mm-hmm. 76ers, wild card. Flyers, wild card.
Wow.
And the Phillies, they're just getting this party started.
Mm.
With
Philly sucks.
Opening day this week. Mm-hmm. And they just signed Jake Arrieta.
There is hope there. There's hope there.
So Philly has it going on right now.
Yeah.
And if you think about the similarities, the football season to the basketball season, like I said, Villanova in the Final Four, they're a number one seed. Who came to see the Eagles before they went to the Super Bowl? Minnesota, right? Did Minnesota have a 99-year-old woman that led them as well? What was it, Millie, I believe, the 99-year-old woman, the fan that they paraded all over the place?
Okay.
So I mentioned that because now we have Loyola of Chicago. I know they play Michigan, but they have a 98-year-old.
She's only 98.
Only 98. So there are some similarities here from a standpoint.
But she got a bobblehead.
She has.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think Millie
well,
had
maybe
one.
Maybe Millie has a bobblehead as well. I don't know. But I just thought it was pretty odd. And I'm not going to tell you what the Philly fans did, the Eagle fans did, as far as Millie. I thought it was ridiculous, the signs that they had up and everything. But,
it is Philly.
Yeah, it is Philly. But, Philly has it going on right now. So I just hope they don't treat
former Mayor Rizzo must be looking down on the city.
Something's going on. So I just hope they don't treat way they treated Millie.
If you ask enough black folks, they'll tell you Rizzo's looking up. They'll tell you Rizzo's looking up.
Why does it have to be a black-white thing, Bill?
Because he only had his cops beat up black people. Now talk about – tell it all, Kev. Don't just tell half the truth. Tell
I'm
the
just
whole
trying
truth.
To get all the information all right, out
get
there.
Back, let's get back to sports.
You're
just
doing
trying
good.
To get
you're
all
doing
the
good.
Information
get
out
back to
there,
sports.
Bill.
All right.
So we have the four teams that set, Bill. You talked about you talked about the foul. Okay, that went the other way. The charge.
A blatant charge that changed the game, literally.
And how much time is left, Bill?
Well, I can't remember specifics right now, but it was a game changer. And I, as a player, coach, I never blame officials. You said that last week. Well, I don't. And I'm not blaming officials now. I'm simply saying it was a bad call.
Some of my best friends are officials.
Okay.
So you have to move on, Bill.
Bill doesn't blame officials until he blames officials.
What about execution? What's his name? The Clipper for Duke.
Grayson Allen. He had a chance to win it right there at the end.
He had a chance to actually win in regulation. He took the last shot.
In and
matter
out.
Of fact, he took the last shot in regulation and then turned around and took the last two shots in overtime.
Doesn't mean there wasn't a bad call
before
that. And it doesn't mean the call wasn't a game changer.
What about putting some defense to Malik Newman? Malik Newman scored all 13 points for Kansas.
He was hot.
Okay, so this is a guy that actually just tore it up. So during the course of the game, you're going to get some calls and you're not going to get some calls.
But that call, and I reiterate, for those who attended high school at a Division II school conference level that was two-way and not 4A like myself, the call was a bad call and it was a game changer. Now, if you went to a 4A school, you get that. If you went to a 2A school, maybe you don't get that. I'm just saying. Now, I went to Penn Hills 4A.
But they still had an opportunity.
Jim went to Gateway 4A.
But they still had an
Mark
opportunity.
Mark went to Butler 4A. You went to Aliquippa 2A. You're the only one in the room that don't get it. So
but
I don't
they
understand.
Still had an opportunity to win the game.
All right. I ain't going to deny that. Well, look, moving along, where are you bracket-wise? Who's still standing that you have in your bracket?
I haven't even looked at my bracket, Bill.
Did you pick
it's
any of
so
these
crazy.
Four teams?
Did I picked Villanova.
Okay, so
and
you,
I picked Kansas.
All right, so you got two still standing.
And I might have picked Michigan.
Mark, did you have you? I understand you did a bracket.
I did.
And any of your guys still standing?
Villanova, okay. I think. Trev, maybe I don't even remember. Villanova, right?
Did you have?
And I picked Loyola to win twice. I'll have that said officially.
Really?
Didn't I, Trev? Yeah.
Why do you keep checking
Other
with Trev?
Other than that, my bracket's busted.
The bombshells, the explosion still. Listen, if you had them, if you picked them, that's a heck of a pick. You picked them for Final Four?
No. I picked Loyola to win two games.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I picked UVA to go out early.
Why do you keep mentioning that? It means nothing.
As a matter of fact.
You picked them to win one game, two games. That means nothing.
Yeah, considering. Yeah. Considering they had to play eight.
You guys won't believe this, but I have Villanova – playing Loyola Chicago in the championship in my bracket.
You're right. And I don't believe that.
And it's only because you got to realize that they already won one national championship in 1963. First team never started.
You didn't know that until this past weekend.
Four black players.
I'm a historian. You didn't know this until
historian.
This past weekend.
I'll have to know I actually knew
Let
that.
The man talk. Go ahead, Jim.
You didn't even know
Jim.
There was a school name. Loyola Chicago.
Let the man finish telling his lie, will you? Go ahead, Jim.
You thought it was in Missouri somewhere.
So that's my bracket. But the most important thing is, from that particular story is, don't forget when they played in the Sweet 16 or the Final Four against Mississippi State, there was a law that Mississippi State couldn't play an integrated school, but they snuck out and played Loyola Chicago anyway. And don't forget, Loyola Chicago is the only school still from Illinois to win a national championship, and I predicted that they'll win another one in my bracket.
All right, well, the man.
You're hilarious.
Jim has spoken. Top of that.
Well, smoking you know Jim Frazier.
You watched the same ESPN report that I watched.
I didn't see that. I didn't see your report.
Very same one.
For the record, in my book, I mentioned that story about Mississippi State.
Thank you.
Because.
In what book?
The coach went on, Babe McCarthy. No, Babe, what's his name? But he went on to coach the New Orleans Buccaneers, who the Pipers beat.
Mississippi State's coach.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He went on to coach the New Orleans Buccaneers, who the Pipers beat in the ABA championship in 1968.
Six ways the Pipers.
So there you go.
Six ways the Pipers. There's always a connection.
Two writers had it.
There you go.
Well, you could be a writer, but do you write the truth? Well, that's what we need to find out.
Well, let's do
short
this.
Short white guy was all over.
Coach, I told Coach Warfield. He knows. Ask Coach Warfield.
Who's Coach Warfield?
Aliquippa's new
coach.
Okay,
I just want to make sure you know what you're talking about.
Speaking of which, Jim, you gotta stay close to that microphone. Are there any bodies found in Aliquippa in the last couple of weeks after they put the new coach in? I'm
Daily.
Sure.
Huh?
I'm just
Daily.
Saying. There might be some bodies somewhere. There might be.
There
was a lot of noise out there.
The talent is still there.
Okay. Let's not.
Regardless of who the coach is.
But look, let's do this. Since we're at Final Four and there are four of us here, let's conclude this segment or this piece of the segment by identifying who's playing who and when. And let's pick the who's going to the championship.
So again, we have the 11th seeded Loyola of Chicago.
Yes.
Versus Michigan.
When and where? If you know.
When and where?
I said when and where? If you know.
It's only one place, Bill. San Antonio.
Okay, I'm just asking you to identify that to the listeners.
Saturday.
So they know when and where, so our listeners will know.
Okay,
not everybody knows.
I think you're trying to find out, Bill.
Well, no, not everybody knows.
I think he's right.
And then we have Villanova versus Kansas. So I'll take Michigan, and I'll take Kansas. And I'll take Kansas for the national for them to be the national champs.
Right, next, I'll take Loyola to go to the national championship against Villanova. But
wouldn't that be interesting?
Villanova's going to win.
Sorry, wouldn't that be interesting?
And let me just say this, and let's go back to the Duke game. Excuse me, the Duke game.
The Charger.
Very two solid basketball teams. Duke could have easily won. We talked about the call that could have went the other way. But when you watched the game, didn't it just seem as though Kansas had the better basketball team? So I'm glad to see Kansas actually win the game because I felt that they were the better team.
Did it seem that way to you, 4A?
You know, that's,
and I know we have to get our picks in, and we only have a couple minutes.
Go ahead,
but
I'm with you.
So do you want Bill to give his picks first?
No, it's Jim's turn. Are you done?
Go ahead, Jim. We'll go back to it.
I'm not going to go against my bracket. In my bracket, I got Chicago going to the championship against Villanova and winning the national championship.
It's Kansas Villanova, and I think we all should see that coming. And that's going to be a great championship run. But to your point, Kev,
Kansas Villanova in the championship?
What did I say?
Kansas Villanova in the championship. They play each other.
They play each other.
Give me the other. Loyola and
Michigan.
Loyola, Chicago, and Michigan.
Go with Chicago.
I like them. And, you know, you got to like a Cinderella, and it's
Cinderella had to leave. Everyone's talking about Cinderella. She had to leave at midnight.
Makes it interesting.
Cinderella wasn't around when the party was over.
Loyola Villanova. That's where you went on, Coach.
Loyola Villanova. Yeah.
Something with interesting Villanova about one. That. Is anybody here giving the Loyola team a chance?
Jim here is.
To win it all?
Me.
You?
I like it. According to my bracket.
I'm not.
I think they have a chance, but I do.
I'm not. Michigan
I think
is just
lose
too
Villanova.
Good. Michigan is just too good.
So Michigan.
They are good.
Would you say Michigan, good. Villanova?
Michigan, Kansas. Michigan, with Kansas winning
and
it all.
To your point, Kansas is a very good team, and they did seem to be a better team where Duke tends to shine with two or three guys, if that's your point.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can kind of notice that Duke tends to shine with two or three players constantly, and that Kansas team seems to be coming at you on all fronts. So, all that being said, it should make for a great Final Four.
All that being said, who's your pick?
I went with the major because I think it'd be interesting, Loyola and Villanova. There's something interesting about that. But I'm still, you know, getting over Duke being cheated. I mean, Duke, losing.
And then, you know, you talk about Duke being cheated. How many times over the years has Duke been given calls?
I don't know how many times, Kevin.
Too many times.
Can you put your finger
too many
to something
times.
In particular?
This give me a few minutes. Come up with the list.
You offer something like that and don't have something at the ready.
I think
the number's 13.
Who was it?
I heard that.
Was it Jalen Rose or one of the Fab Five members? Their comments on Duke?
Well, whatever their comments was.
You don't.
It
know.
Wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't offered on this show, nor will it be. But we're going to take a break right now and come back to this hysteria and talk about young folks taking over the millennials are taking over the world, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and And your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.